excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. We'll keep turning our way and our way.
It's on the road again. Welcome to this Washington edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home from the Washington game on December 6th. This game was a very surreal experience. You know, we went through our usual routine of jumping on the bus at the Rockbridge BART station and all of that stuff, and it was half empty, and you walked up there, and there weren't that many people in the stands, despite the fact that I got there later than usual, and there was just no significant anything behind this game. I mean, the only two things of note was that Nate Longshore got his 50th touchdown pass of his Cal career, and Javid Best got enough yards to win the Pac-10 rushing title. And those things were wrapped up in the second quarter, and other than that, it was a huge yawner of a game, with the only thing that even remotely interesting was whether perhaps the defense could pitch a shutout. And unfortunately, a couple of blown plays in the second half prevented that. But overall, it was amazingly ho-hum. As I predicted, Washington did not come to play. They had already given it up. They gave a half-hearted effort the entire time. And it's just such a sad thing to see for what has traditionally been an amazingly proud program. I mean, they've got a tremendous history, a much more rich and tremendous history than the Bears, and they're playing horribly to the degree that they could lose it. They could be what the Bears had become in the 70s and 80s, where this traditionally proud program with national titles in the 20s and Pac-10 champions year after year in the 30s and the 50s, all of a sudden became a nothing, and there was no tradition and no history. And no one remembered that this was a team that may have been the best program of the first half of the 20th century. And Washington could pull the same thing, because they're not getting any recruits. There's a lot of good schools that are pulling what few recruits they have from Washington out from underneath them. It's a really dried up situation, and I don't know how they're going to recover, and that's overall bad for the Pac-10. It's one thing when you have one school in Washington who's no good. Every conference is allowed one team, if you're the SEC, three or four teams that are no good. But when you have two teams in Washington that just are easy victories for everyone else in the Pac-10, it's a problem. And it hurts the image of the Pac-10 because you don't see just how good the rest of the conferences when there's a couple teams that are so easy to beat up on. Going back to the Bears, I don't know if I have anything I really want to talk to about this particular game. They played reasonably well. They came with enough heart to win. Offensive line blocking looked really good, but, I mean, was that them or was that the fact that Washington wasn't playing? Just really yawner of a game. So I think I'm going to instead focus on the big picture, looking, you know, where we're at as a program. This is the third time in 5 years the Bears have been undefeated at home, every time being an even-numbered year, 2004, 2006, 2008. The problem is, and this is not just a even-year problem, the Bears have trouble winning on the road. 1-4 this year. I'm pretty sure it was 2-3 last year, don't quote me on that. And similar kind of numbers the preceding year, losing 3 on the road. And I really think that's what it's going to take for the Bears to get to the next level, is to figure out how to win on the road. And I've got my pet theories. Everyone knows I think the Bears don't do well on grass, and their emphasis on speed hurts them on grass. but I think it's perhaps more than that, and it also could be less than that, and I just don't know what's going on, but this team needs to figure out how to start winning on the road, and when it does that, it can live up to the hypes and the expectation. Looking at this team, though, there's a lot of youth on this team, and everybody expected that this year was not going to be a great year, and sure enough, it wasn't. They had those mistakes on the road that really hurt them, and I really think they could have beat three of the four teams they played, and probably should have beat at least two of them. But they're so young that you look who's coming back for next year, and I'm pretty optimistic. The only area where I think there's really some depth issues to replace and some question marks is in the linebackers. With Follett, Williams, and Felder all leaving, people who have manned that line, it's going to be like the wide receivers this year. That I think there's talent there. I think there's good players, but it's going to take them a while to get into the rhythm and get into the position, and particularly with the 3-4, which puts a heavy emphasis on very good linebackers, that's going to be the rough spot next year. But I think the offense is going to click a lot better. Kevin Riley, having had a whole season to go through and learn from his mistakes, I'm optimistic will grow to be a much better quarterback than he was this year. The wide receivers, I think, are going to be excellent next year, particularly getting Michael Calvin back. And then when you add Tucker's experience now with Boateng and Ross, and then Marvin Jones coming of age, there's a lot of reasons to be really optimistic about that. Of course, the running back core is entirely back. The fullback can be replaced. We're still going to have the tight ends. I mean, up and down the offense, this team is looking really, really strong for next year. And a lot of that's true on the defense, too. The defensive line is all coming back. The secondary is all coming back. It's just the linebackers that are going to be of issue there. But I think they'll do acceptably well, the replacements, but I do think the defense is not going to be as good as this year. So I'm pretty optimistic about next year at this point. But the key is going to be winning on the road, because there's going to be a couple of games that will be very hard for them to win at home next year. And then they've got some big games in Eugene. They got to go down and win at the Rose Bowl. I'm sorry that it's pathetic that we still have not pulled that off. Arizona State on the road should be easy enough, as should Washington. But winning in Eugene and in L.A., if the Bears can pull that off, then they can focus on that home record and potentially be a Pac-10 champion-type team next year. Particularly since I think next year is going to be a very rough year for USC. They are losing so much defensive strength and talent. And the offense has just not been the offense it used to be. So I think if there's a year that the Bears can have a shot at USC, it's next year with all of the youth, with all of the inexperience, and the game in Berkeley. So here's hoping that pans out. Moving on to the bowl game situation, I don't have an updated score beyond 14-7 for USC-UCLA, and that's the only thing that has any reason to derail Cal from the Emerald Bowl, although some suggest that Arizona State upset of Arizona might do that. I don't think so. So I'm pretty sure you're going to see the Bears in the Emerald Bowl, but if you're listening to this and you haven't yet checked in on the ASU-Arizona game or the USC-UCLA game, those could potentially change things depending on how things play out. I really don't think UCLA has what it takes to beat USC, and particularly being down a touchdown already in the second quarter, I suspect that's not going to happen, not to anyone's surprise. But assuming the Bears come to play and win, I think the Emerald Bowl will be very good for the Bears, a chance to go back and redeem themselves in front of the ACC. It'll also be fairly high visibility because you'll get those East Coast reporters who watch those games looking. And hopefully it'll be a good matchup, like Miami. Somebody like that would be great. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the On the Road Home podcast. I will have more of these after either the Vegas Bowl or the Emerald Bowl. I will be reporting on that bowl game for Rivals, so we'll have player interviews and quotes after that game. And thank you for listening. On the road again.